You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. More weapons, more surveillance, more warnings. Is it a case of once bitten, twice shy? Or too little, too late? America and one of its closest allies, Israel, were caught napping when Hamas launched its huge surprise attack on October 7th. The intel agencies of both countries failed to detect such a huge build-up and preparation of this attack from across the Gaza Strip. Soon after the Hamas attack, American troops in the Middle East also started coming under attack. Now, after nearly 3 weeks, the US is reportedly stepping up its surveillance in the Middle East. This is being done in places where US troops are stationed. There is increasing concern in America over the attacks on its soldiers serving in Iraq and Syria. They are helping local forces ensure that the ISIS does not stage a comeback. Between October 17th and 24th, over a dozen attacks took place on military bases in Iraq and Syria, which are home to American and other foreign troops. They were targeted with drones and rockets. Now, the US military is taking new steps to increase surveillance in all these areas. One of the big steps is more intelligence collection using drones and other surveillance operations. America is also adding measures to detect and destroy incoming drones, rockets, and missiles more quickly. Apart from these tech-related decisions, USA is set to increase its military patrols and bolster monitoring from guard towers at these bases. Security is also being increased and access to these military camps is being restricted. In addition, the door is being kept open to possibly evacuate the families and dependents of American military personnel in the Middle East. The Biden government's main answer to this spurt in attacks has been to send more weapons to the Middle East. One aircraft carrier and its strike force have been placed in the Mediterranean Sea close to Israel. Another one has been sent to the Persian Gulf near Iran. The number of American fighter jets in the region is being increased to more than 100. Some of USA's most advanced satellite systems are also being moved to the region. These include the Terminal High Altitude Air Defense System, or THAAD, and the Patriot missile system. Washington might think that placing a large number of weapons in the area would deter its enemies. Of course, Iran. But Iran very rarely acts on its own. It prefers using proxy groups like Hamas and Hezbollah against Israel. America suspects that similar groups were also behind the attacks on its troops in Iraq and Syria. In such a scenario, if there are more surprise attacks, then the presence of a large number of very powerful weapons in the area might only lead to more destruction and risk an even bigger conflict. This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at @prasadaditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.